Carson Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. So stop me if you've heard this before. Lions cornerback Ennis Rakestraw.
Stop. I've heard this before.
Left the Lions practice with a leg injury. There is a tipping point.
Non-contact injury, by the way, is what's being reported.
How long is it going to be, Dan?
I don't know, Dave.
I don't know. Just saw it.
Lions cornerback Ennis Rakestraw left Thursday's practice early to be evaluated for lower leg injury. That, according to Colton Pouncey. Dave Burkett adds, walked to the locker room under his own power, but tough for a guy who's had a lot of injuries thus far in his career. We just got a text here from a listener. What is Dan doing? Why are dudes getting injured in practice? Do we need to look at Dan here and how he's running his team?
Every football team in the National Football League will have injuries in practice. Every one of them.
Yep.
Nothing the Lions are doing differently. They have the most beautiful practice fields you'll ever see. If you haven't been out there to catch a practice, I am telling you, they are absolutely gorgeous. They're flawless.
The fields
are flawless. Guys get hurt, man.
You're going to rave about the grass?
I could go on for days about the grass. You've been there. You know. You've set foot on it.
They mow it every day.
Every day.
People walking through there every day, like fixing divots.
That's the other thing they do is they fix divots every day. Yeah. They have a crew of like 10 guys that go out there, and there's two full practice fields and a third one that's kind of on an angle there. They get out there and they literally fix divots. They get the divot mix, and the guys are really proficient at, you know, scooping it and slapping it down from 4 feet up in the air. I'm amazed at their accuracy. Fields are gorgeous. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if a field's gorgeous. Someone's still going to have a...
Well, it happens.
Injury, the non-contact injury.
The question is there any data that would support that they're doing anything wrong, or is it just bad luck?
I can't imagine there's data that supports they're doing things wrong.
If I were named president of the Detroit Lions, okay, then we've got a show to finish, so don't worry. But if I were to be named president of the Detroit Lions, one of the first things I might do is commission a study. That's what I do. I commission a study on whether or not we're doing anything wrong as it pertains to injuries. Can I do that? Can I commission a study?
You may as well do that throughout the National Football League. Because like I said, this happens everywhere.
Well, I guess I would, because I'd have to compare it to what other teams are doing. So it'd be a pretty extensive study.
A league-wide study.
I would commission.
You would appeal to the commissioner.
No. Because I don't want to keep the data to ourselves. Figure out. You know, I don't need to share the data.
Oh, okay. You know,
I'm not looking out for the betterment of football players everywhere. I'm only looking out for the betterment of my football players.
You're just trying to win a Super Bowl.
I'm trying to win a Super Bowl as president of the Detroit Lions. And yes, to answer your question, yes, we would retire Jack Campbell's number. But the first thing that'd be the second thing I did, is announce he'll be the last player to wear.
This is so disappointing and it's disheartening. The non-contact injury, those aren't normally good. Let's hope for the best here. But I mean, it's not, as you get older, you should have the non-contact injuries, right?
Well, you and I have non-contact.
We have non-contact injuries all the time. I sneezed and threw my back out. Yep. It's a non-contact injury. Mm-hmm. I reached over to pick up a sock. Whoops. Don't do that.
Yep.
Non-contact injury.
Yep. Did you ever get out of bed wrong?
All the time.
Hip.
My hoof hurts.
Yeah. Non-contact injuries, part of our lives.
Yes.
Ennis Rakestraw should not be part of your life.
No. He's like 24 years old. Oh, I hope it's nothing. I hope this is just precautionary.
But Kang is right, though. He said something earlier, and he's 100% right. I've given a lot of thought. We are conditioned to panic as it pertains to this team. I'm not seeing the video of Campbell answering the question about Laporta's situation, because somebody said he sounded like he was going to cry. And he said, we think we'll be fine. We think we'll be fine. And he was asked the question, is it going to go into the regular season? He said, I don't know, Dave.
I don't know,
Dave. He doesn't look like he's going to cry.
Does he light a cigarette?
No, he doesn't light a cigarette.
Okay.
Nor does he take a drink. Like he.
Did he take a lap and come back in the room later? No?
No.
Did he adjust his hat?
He didn't. Are we looking for cues that he's lying or uncomfortable?
Did he put his hands on his hips?
Did he look down? Did he look away?
Did he start tugging on his goatee?
What are some of the cues?
Rubbing his hand all over the top of his head.
Right? These are the cues that you might be lying.
Did he look immediately to his left to the PR guys? Guys? No?
Get me out of here.
Right.
What's that? No more questions? Okay.
We're all done. Sorry. Good.
I'm not watching the video without any audio of him answer this question about LaPorta.
Is there steam coming out of his ears?
There's a resigned, defeatist look on his face.
Right? I'm going to read way too much into it.
I know. We are reading way too much. LaPorta's probably going to be ready to go week one if six catches for 87 yards and a touchdown.
Does he look like he's giving his wife the bad news? Like, look, honey, I know the cabinets were supposed to be here by now, but I just got a call from the contractor. It's going to be another 6 weeks or I'm back order. I'm sorry.
That's what the look kind of is.
Yeah. Yep. It's not a good look. You don't want to have to give that look.
But if anybody is ever working with any construction project, nothing ever gets done on time. It's like the air mattress of promises.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's just not happening. All right. I saw Valeni roaming around, but not sure what they have planned coming up next. Gator, do you have any idea what they'll be talking about?
They were talking about hard tissue injuries.
Oh, okay. Don't want those either. Thanks for listening. Carson Anderson, stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.